Bob Stewart finds a place for the tuba in nearly every corner of American music. He's played everything. Dixieland, blues, swing, bebop, Latin, funk, free jazz, free bop, and space-age brass band music. In a way, Stewart's versatility has been his undoing. He's been on the scene for 2 decades, but put off making his own records until a couple of years ago, because he wasn't sure which direction to take. Finally, he decided to do a little of everything. For instance, on Goin' Home, his second album for the JMT label, Stewart's quintet mixes the Dixieland warhorse Sweet Georgia Brown with a couple of bebop tunes based on it, like Jackie McLean's Donna. That sort of generic jumbling is typical of Bob Stewart. He stresses that the tuba is a world instrument, heard everywhere from New Orleans parades to German polka bands to West African funeral processions. But sometimes the way the tuba gets around surprises even him. Stewart got a shock a few years ago when he heard some traditional music from the country of Suriname on South America's northern hump. The tuba bass parts sounded eerily like something he'd play himself. Here's a Surinamese band playing a folk tune called Sugar Finger. On Stewart's version of Sugar Finger, his tuba alternates between playing the bass part and the melody line. The other brass players are James Zoller on trumpet and Steve Ture on trombone. Traditions remain strong around the world, but the big horn lost its foothold in jazz in the 1920s, when the string bass replaced it in most bands. String bassists were simply more flexible than tuba players. But Bob Stewart aims to prove that tuba can be as nimble as any bass instrument, and borrows good ideas wherever he finds them. Stewart's composition, Tunk, takes as its melody pianist Thelonious Monk's left-hand bass line from his tune Bemsha Swing, a bass line which is usually hard to hear on Monk's versions. Here's a little of how Monk played it. Stewart starts with Monk's bass line and builds a new tune from the ground up. We'll be right back. guitarist there is Jerome Harris, whose biting string sound makes him a good foil for the leader. Records that skip around from one genre to another, the way Stewart's does, tend to fall flat. Often that's because the musicians spread themselves too thin. Bob Stewart pulls it off with his new album, precisely by proving what he set out to prove, that the tuba's not half as limited as some folks may think.